Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Report on East Coast FM with Carlton Monroe.
I'm Carlton Monroe. On Sunday Report today, a blog edition of The Biggest Loser, also coordinating volunteers in Pictou County, plus This Week at the DeCost.
This is Sunday Report.
NBC's reality TV series The Biggest Loser rewards people for strides made toward their weight loss goals. The popularity of the show has inspired one person to create her own online version of the program. Angie All The Way, which is her online name, created The Biggest Loser blog edition. Unlike the television series, no one gets eliminated. They rely on each other for support, strength, and motivation. East Coast FM's Michael Petter spoke with Angie, who prefers to go just by her online moniker, about the program she's created.
Well, this year, I think many people have watched The Biggest Loser on TV, and being in Canada, I think we always kind of feel like we have our nose pressed against the glass when it comes to those kind of inspirational shows, and I think this year I wanted to tie together the inspiration and support that I've had with my blog and kind of challenge my friends in my blog circle to join me in a little bit of a challenge that was similar to The Biggest Loser on TV. And that's why I think we needed a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of kick in the bum to get ourselves going, to get some results week to week when we're trying to lose weight.
Now, roughly how many people do you have in this Biggest Loser blog edition that you've got going?
Well, it kind of took on a life of its own in the beginning. I think it started out as a little bit of a rant on my own blog. I was a little bit frustrated with my results kind of going up and down in the last 6 months or more. So it started out as a little friendly little challenge to the girls who I depend on every day and who support me every day. And it sort of took on a life of its own overnight to about 70 people who wanted to participate in the challenge. So it kind of got quite big overnight. I was a little overwhelmed with that.
Now, you mentioned the girls. Are there any guys in this particular competition?
There was one brave soul man. He is a husband of a good friend of mine, another blogger, and he was brave enough to join the challenge. Yes, there was one.
This is sort of, as you mentioned, like almost like a support group for each other to help help get the weight off. And I know my wife, being one of the bloggers, one of the things that she's always talking about too is giving each other encouragement for exercise programs.
Yes.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the challenge is a little bit of a twist. I know there's a few little challenges in our little weight loss blog sphere that we have where a lot of people do kind of weigh in every week and report the results. But this one was, I wanted to be a little bit different because I wanted it to have a little bit of a tough love edge to it, because we do need, you know, the friendship and the support, but we do also need to be told when we are just making excuses and we're not quite living up to what we said we would. So, that was one aspect of it. So exercise absolutely is a part of that. It's not just a part of what you're eating and what you're planning. I mean, that obviously is important, but the exercise is just as important. So, yeah, of course, if you've told everyone and you're on your blog that, you know, you plan to do 3 times a week, you want to exercise this week, and that's what we're there for. We're supposed to be there to hold you accountable if you haven't done it, or encourage you and pat you on the back if you did. So
The first edition is wrapping up here, and I've heard that there's going to be some sort of a prize,
mm-hmm.
but there's no no official word out as what that prize is going to be. Do you want to still keep that secret?
Well, I will keep it a little secret because it's still a little bit unofficial at this point. It was a total free challenge. There was no fee or anything like that, and I just wanted to keep a prize in mind because I think it makes it fun. It makes you want to work harder. It's kind of what makes it a little bit different from some of the other challenges out there. I've just kind of been trying my best, trying to get things donated and things like that. And so we'll see. Hopefully that will pull through, because I know that our anticipated winner definitely deserves it.
How widespread are we talking geographically of what you've got in the blog?
We've got quite a few Canadians. We do also have a lot of Americans as well. I think that is about it as far as the challengers go. That's where they geographically are located. I know we've got a lot of readers abroad. You know, we've got some from Japan and China and Australia. But I think as far as the actual participants go, it's mostly Canada and a lot of Americans.
Now, you're going to be doing a second edition of this. Before we get to that, though, I just want to ask you, it's based, obviously, off of The Biggest Loser,
yes.
which is a program on NBC down in the States.
Yes.
Have you been in contact at all with anybody from NBC to let them know that, hey, this show has inspired me to do this and get an endorsement from them?
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't. At first, like I said, this challenge kind of took on a life of its own. So overnight, I kind of started to feel a little worried at one point. I didn't know whether or not they would be upset at us for using their name. Nothing else as far as their logos or anything have been used. But we're just a bunch of inspired fans, so we don't think that they'd mind, but no, they haven't contacted us.
Is there a plan to get in touch with them maybe before the next edition gets rolling?
That's something to think about. I sort of would like to leave sleeping dogs lie if it's, I'm sure they won't mind, but I know they have their own little online communities and whatnot themselves, so.
Now, there is going to be a second edition. It's going to get going probably close to coinciding with the next season of the show on the air.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of information about where people can find out, where people can maybe sign up to get involved.
Sure. The blog that I've created for this challenge is biggestloserblogedition.blogspot.com. My blog is angiealltheway.blogspot.com. So both of those places you can find information of the next challenge. I'm anticipating that once we wrap up the holidays and once people get right step forward, then they'll be motivated to start the new year off on the right foot. So I would say, you know, in the next couple of weeks before the end of January, then this second season of our little blog edition will get kicked off.
Well, congratulations for getting this going. This is something that, speaking personally as somebody who's married to somebody
yes.
in it, I know how inspiring it's been for her to have the people giving her the support and the kicks in the bum, as you say.
Yes.
Congratulations for doing this, and best
you.
Of luck with edition number two, and maybe we'll get you in again at the end of that edition to go through some results.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Thanks.
The final total for the first group of 27 participants who stayed with the program was 170 pounds lost. Angie All The Way is the creator and organizer of the Biggest Loser Blog Edition. More information or to sign up for the second edition, you can go to thebiggestloserblogedition.blogspot.com or angiealltheway.blogspot.com.
This is Sunday Report on 94.1 East Coast FM.